Well, they might need more talent in South Beach. The Heat found out what it's like to play a postseason game without Chris Bosh, and the results weren't good. On the hardwood last night in Miami, David West scored 16 points and grabbed 10 boards, as the Pacers claimed home court advantage by beating the Heat 78-75 in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. LeBron James finished with 28 points, Dwayne Wade with 24, but no other Miami players had more than 5. Chris Bosh is expected to miss the rest of the series with a lower ab strain. In San Antonio, Tim Duncan netted 26 points and pulled down 10 boards for his 133rd career playoff double-double as the Spurs breeze past the Clippers 108-92 in the opener of their Western Conference semifinals series. In other NBA news, the Bulls say guard Derrick Rose will be out at least 8 months and could miss the entire 2012-2013 season following knee surgery. To the ice last night in Glendale, Jeff Carter's hat trick was far and away enough support for Jonathan Quick, who stopped all 24 shots, as the Kings continued their march through the Western Conference by blanking the Coyotes 4-0. Los Angeles leads the conference finals 2-0. It's the 9th consecutive postseason road win for the Kings dating back to last season, tying the NHL record. To baseball in the American League, Adam Jones homered, J.J. Hardy knocked in 2, as the Orioles earned a split of the 2-game set by beating the Yankees 5-2. Tampa Bay topped Toronto 4-3, Kansas City got by Texas 7-4, Cleveland shut out Minnesota 5-0, Detroit outlasted the White Sox 10-8, the Angels blanked Oakland 4-0, and after being ushered off the mound last week in a hail of boos, Josh Beckett scattered 4 hits over 7 innings as the Red Sox shut out Seattle 5-0. Over to the NL, Travis Ishikawa went 3-for-4 with 2 homers and 5 RBIs as Milwaukee blew out the Mets 8-0. Philadelphia walked off against Houston 4-3, Arizona downed the Dodgers 5-1, Colorado clipped San Francisco 5-4, San Diego routed Washington 6-1, Atlanta downed Cincinnati 6-2, St. Louis held off the Cubs 7-6, and Miami beat Pittsburgh 6-2. In other baseball news, the Yankees have lost another reliever. David Robertson has been placed on the 15-day DL with a strained muscle in his left ribcage. And Major League Baseball will announce later today that the Mets will host the 2013 All-Star Game. And at the Roger Clemens perjury retrial, former trainer Brian McNamee testified Tuesday that he saved medical waste after injecting Clemens with steroids because his wife complained that McNamee was going to be the fall guy. McNamee has testified that he injected the 7-time Cy Young Award winner multiple times with steroids and human growth hormone. McNamee said he wanted to do something that would make his wife stop giving him, quote, a hard time every single day, unquote, so he took a swab and cotton ball from a Clemens steroid injection in 2001, put it in a beer can, and brought it home. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.